Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Ellingham, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell.
Hello, Nelson.
How's it going, Cambo?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Working hard, Nelson?
I'm really tired today. I told you before, so tired. I woke up at like 1.
When you came down to collect me in the lobby, which you have to do every week, you said to me, I'm really tired. Don't know why.
Yeah. Not for any reason. It's just like, I did go to the gym today. It was something. But I can't justify being tired because I was probably, woke up and then an hour later went to the gym, did like 20 minutes on the treadmill. And then now it's only like maybe 4 hours after that. I'm like, I can't justify being tired. I've been up for less than half the day. I don't know. But anyway.
I probably should go to the gym because I spent most of last night with male strippers.
Yeah.
I will not elaborate any further.
You don't have to.
No.
Oh, no. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to make your self-esteem sort of dip a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. So we were at an event and I was talking to the person that was hosting the event. And these three buff shirtless men kind of walk in and everyone goes, ooh.
Yeah.
And he turns to me and he goes, that's annoying, isn't it? I'm like, yeah. On my best day, I've been working out my hardest and I've been eating well for a month. On my best day, I'm nowhere near that.
Exactly. On their worst day, when they've been sitting on the couch in, tracksuit pants, eating a bowl of ice cream for an entire day, you still look worse than them. It's very depressing. But it's good motivation, I guess. I would have done, if I had have been in that situation, right, and people, like these buff men kind of walk through and I was, maybe close by as they walk past, and people are looking, I'd be like, oh, no, I'm not with them. No, I know. Easily confused, I know. But no, actually.
I was saying that I'd start the dad bod version of, because some girls are into the dad bod.
With daddy issues.
My kind of gal.
That's right. Okay, that's gonna be cool. We could start a topless dad bod.
We're not that good at dancing. We don't have really good bodies, but we are relatable, and we will fill a void that is in these women's lives.
Yeah, that's right. And when people say, oh, I'm hungry, you say, hi, I'm hungry. I'm Nelson.
I'm your stripper.
Anyway, what else have you been up to, Campbell?
I've been away this weekend, Nelson.
Oh, yes.
To the country I went.
Oh, the old country.
Yeah, back to Mansfield, which I talked about many episodes ago. Being in Mansfield feels like stepping back in time a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Well, they only just got the internet, right? I think just the other
it's
week
coming.
I heard.
Yep, yeah. It's coming.
Oh, it's coming. Okay, yeah, right.
56K.
Oh, yeah. Good old 56K. Man, I miss those days.
I was up there with my dad lives up there, and we were constructing.
Right, yeah. Yeah. That's good. Tell us what you constructed, Cambe.
We constructed one half of a small shack.
Yeah. And you've just stopped there. You've just stopped there, not going to finish it. Yeah, just the half of the shack.
Here's the thing, right? Everyone complaining about the housing prices.
Yeah.
Because it's $136.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, double that. You got a house.
Exactly.
I do not know what people are complaining about anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
And I eat smashed avocado all the time.
And you have an iPhone.
Yeah, exactly. So.
All these things, really, and people are just complaining.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, you didn't put insulation or anything like that. And
what?
It probably couldn't fit a bed.
And it's made of plywood.
Yeah. But hey, you know what? If you want a house, that's what we're saying. Okay? Stop your whinging. Just build one.
Well, not to get too political right away.
Okay.
But have you heard the latest from... Do you know who Ben Carson is?
Yeah, but, for the listeners.
Oh, so he's in charge of the housing and whatnot in America. He's part of the Trump administration.
Right.
Now, you won't believe this, but they're in hot water, Nelson.
What? No
because
way.
Because he had said that he believes that in many ways, poverty is kind of in the mind.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And he thinks that if people are really going to succeed, they will succeed despite their conditions.
Okay. That's pretty... No. Okay. This is what I'm going to point out.
Okay.
If that guy was a celebrity, mm-hmm. well, famous celebrity, mm-hmm. he could probably get away with saying that. Because, you know, he'd be like, I was, you know, in the slums. Somebody, who's somebody that's like, you know, come from, I don't know, slums maybe. Okay. Off the top of my head, Eminem, right?
Yeah.
Had a horrible upbringing. Mm-hmm. If he said it, you'd be like, yeah, you really did it. You know, you set your mind to it. And you did. But when you're like in government, you sort of can't say to people, just think better. Just do, you know.
It's the equivalent to Joe Hockey talking about the house has been too expensive, saying, well, why don't you get a better job?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Man, I've been
So I've come to realize that my salary at work must be a state of mind.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting paid more.
Maybe you
But are. I don't believe it enough. Mm,
you got to believe it, Cameron. Yeah. You got to believe it. I personally believe that I'm a millionaire. And I've decided to retire. That's what I've deleted. My psychologist says it's delusion, but you know what? But he's talking crab, so I don't even
care. You believed that you're a millionaire more than you believed him, so which is true?
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. What about you, Nelson? What did you get up to this week?
Well, I didn't really do much.
Well, see, here's the thing. You send us the notes every week, and there's just nothing for your week except for POF.
Well,
what does POF mean?
Okay, so POF, this is what I decided to talk about because I had nothing.
Okay.
POF is the app Plenty of Fish.
Oh, right. The dating app. The single dating app. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, it's funny because I haven't really used the app, but I think if you even just open it up, then you maybe become more prominent in a, you know, when people are looking through it because you are online.
Recently.
Yeah. So I hadn't looked at it for a while and I was like opening it up, you know, because I was crying on the couch.
Yeah, just by myself.
Contemplating. Like, I've got all these millions of dollars, but no one to spend them with. So then I sort of like, I don't know, I just closed the app. I didn't end up talking to anyone.
Yep.
But I keep getting notifications saying, hey, this person wants to meet you. And there are so many fake accounts. It's ridiculous. Like
what? So I've not used it before, but how does it differ to something like Tinder?
Oh, it's very similar. Like it's a little bit more involved as in you say more about yourself. It has like little categories and you say whatever. Yeah. And you can message anyone. You don't have to, swipe back to you.
You don't have to mutually agree on each other.
Yeah, there is a swipe element.
Yep.
But I do like that better, actually. Okay. They're like, you can just talk to anyone.
Yep.
You know, because... all the hot chicks don't know I have a great personality. anyway, so there's tons of fake accounts and always like really attractive women. It's it almost like makes me feel, you know, a little bit hurt because I look at it. I'm like, oh, this person likes me. Oh, they're really attractive. Oh, that's going to be a fake account. get a message from a girl. She messaged me. Mm-hmm.
Fan of the show.
And she was real. Well, she isn't. I obviously told her about the podcast. Yeah. That's what...
it's what you're there for.
Everybody, exactly. I think it actually is my profile. I do a podcast.
It's just a guerrilla marketing tactic. Exactly. And if you find love along the way, then who are you to stop it?
I know. Well, see, the problem is, if it was a guerrilla marketing tactic, I'd put a really hot guy, like, in the photos, you know?
I know a couple. I met him last night.
Okay, wow. Yeah, let's get some photos from them, and I'll pretend to be them.
I'll give you a photo of the Channing Tatum lookalike, Nelson.
Oh, nice. Anyway, so one thing that I thought was funny, right?
Yeah.
And I thought maybe you could help me out.
Okay.
If I continue to message this girl, mm-hmm. how do I break it to her that I'm unemployed? Because that's not a good look.
Ooh. Can you claim that anything...
she does know about the podcast, so maybe I don't have to.
That's true. Is there anything that you do that you think you could pass off as being an artist and you've decided to go full-time doing that?
Oh, that's actually a very good
point. Because, like, if I ever get fired, obviously I don't want to, I'll just probably tell people, I'm thinking about trying filmmaking full-time.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I could do that. Maybe
I don't get it.
I don't really have any artistry aside from like I like cooking, right?
Yeah.
Could I just say I'm like an entrepreneur chef? Do you reckon that sounds pretty cool?
That does sound pretty cool. Here's the problem I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
prominent in your profile is there a link to this podcast?
No.
Okay, good.
But it does say the name of it.
Oh, so here's the problem. Mm. If she goes, I don't mind this Nelson guy.
Yeah.
Give his podcast a bit of a listen. Yeah.
This
so if you if you are listening to this.
Yeah. Her name's Jess.
Jess.
Yeah.
And you've met Nelson on Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
He does have a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's thanks. This is all a joke.
Yeah.
And what he is, he's an entrepreneur chef.
Yeah. But also, I'm not that good at cooking, so don't ask me to cook for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, like, yeah, yeah.
I like cooking. That's about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is... Can I just also preface this by saying, this is super weird, because I've only just messaged probably about 5 times. Also, like, this happened last night. It's going to be really weird.
And just quickly, if Jess is listening for the first time, this podcast is about Reddit.
Yeah, okay.
We do eventually get to Reddit.
Anybody listening for the first time, it's about Reddit. The name is, you know, we put meaning behind it.
You know what we do essentially? Because we only really see each other like once a week lately.
Yeah.
Is we just make the listeners hear us catch up.
Exactly. Hey, they might have relatable stories.
That's true.
Okay. Maybe they like male strippers.
And tell us about your Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
Right.
Tell us about that. Alrighty. Anyway, let's move on to Reddit on Reddit.
Okay,
can we?
Yep.
This is a thing we do. Okay, this first Reddit on Reddit is by Xone, or X-O-A-N. Dubai wants 25% of its police force to be robotic by 2030.
That's fairly soon.
That is pretty soon.
Hmm.
That's really soon.
Is it not the premise for the movie RoboCop?
Oh,
but,
no, I don't think it's like humans at 25%.
But if you remember, they're the big robotic things that stomp around.
Oh, then they're actually just 100% robots.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant like a cyborg. No, like you misinterpreted this information and you thought that 25% of all humans would then become robots.
They just transform them like Cybermen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, you have to slowly transition, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Transition humans to robots.
Start at 25%, go to... Didn't the movie... not AI. What was the one with Robin Williams where he was a robot?
Bicentennial Man.
Bicentennial Man. That was the complete opposite. He started as a robot and he ended up as a human.
And what a good film it was.
It was a really long time when I saw it, but I remember not minding it. But it was long. I think it was long.
Yes.
It was really
far too long.
Yeah, right. But I didn't mind the concept of it. I thought it was interesting enough.
It's like, it was like a, that how they sold it was like a modern Pinocchio, like a futuristic Pinocchio.
Oh, right. Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
I can see how that works.
It's kind of dumb.
But, yeah. Well, hey, that's what Hollywood's doing these days, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
They're ripping off everything.
There's going to be an emoji movie. Everything's been done.
You just know you've hit rock bottom when there's an emoji movie, don't
you? Yep. There's going to be not one Nelson, but 3 Tetris movies.
3 Tetris movies?
Yep. They thought we won't just announce one. We'll announce 3.
No, that makes me have more confidence in it.
No.
Like, wow, it must be really good.
No. What it means is they're like, trilogies do well. And they're not even going to... Yes, of course it is. They're not even going to wait to see people's reaction to the first one before they're already deep in production of the other two. And then if people don't like the first one, halfway through production, they're going to have to start changing the second one.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's pretty... That's stupid.
Yeah. Anyway,
cops. Back to robotic cops.
How do you feel about it? Are you scared of robotic police force?
No, I say bring them on.
Yeah, me too.
I say bring them on. This is what I'm thinking. I feel like, you know when you're, you know, maybe you get pulled over by a cop. He's speeding or something.
Yep.
Maybe. And you're like, man, maybe if I act really distraught, you know, that I might get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen with RoboCop.
That's true.
So you might be saying, oh, well, Nelson, that's a worse off scenario. They don't have the human touch.
Yeah.
But, Cambo, what if you were to give them a paradox?
Well, this is what I was about to say. Maybe you can confuse their circuits.
Yeah. So this
like, before you book me, what is love? And they go, oh, it does not compute.
No, I'm thinking more along the lines of, mm-hmm. you know, they look up and they go, license and registration.
Yep.
They never say that in Australia, actually. No, anyway, no. That's definitely an American thing. But
they go, g'day, mate. Do you know how fast you were going?
Yeah, that's right.
Then they lean casually on your window.
Yeah, that's right. No, but I would say this sentence is false. The last sentence was true. And then he'd be like, and then he'd just explode.
G'day, mate.
Yeah, that's right. So, man, this is going to be the easiest, I reckon, time of my life. Bring on them now. I'm going to move to Dubai.
You could become the paradox murderer.
Yeah, that's true.
You leave a paradox at the scene of every crime.
So that any cop, RoboCop that goes to investigate instantly dies. Yeah. This would be a great movie in, like, you know, 100 years' time, where all police force have been, you know, taken over by robots. And maybe there's one guy, you know, it was the last human to retire and he's been doing murders and then he becomes a murderer.
Yeah.
And he gets away with it because the computers blow up whenever they go to find a crime scene.
At your crime scene, you take the victim's blood and you draw one of those optical illusion like cubes that can be viewed from two different angles. Oh, my God.
That would just totally mess with the computer.
Yeah.
We'd have no idea what's going on. All right, so great. It's only a short time now before we can get away with murder.
Yes.
You
heard it here first.
Been trying to get
we
away
with
We
are the paradox murderers.
Been trying to get away with murder also, for years.
If that girl is listening from Plenty of Fish, Nelson won't murder you.
No, the robot cops don't exist yet.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But as soon as they do,
Nelson won't murder
run
you
yet. Yeah. Alrighty. Okay, I have another one here, Cambo.
Well, do you mind if I interject, Nelson?
Well, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough. Go on.
Go anyway.
Well, I have a Reddit on Reddit.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
It's seldom that I have one of these.
You were talking about this, and I chose to forget.
Yeah, that's true. You didn't want anyone to be able to claim that I do work on this show.
Yeah.
Because now you are technically podcasting full time.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's it.
It's true.
Oh, maybe that's what I should have said.
Yeah.
Well. I do a podcast full time.
Yeah.
Are you making any money? Nah.
Yeah, we got some stuff cooking. Literally cooking. I'm also
an entrepreneur chef. I don't know that you heard.
I only bring it up because it's kind of, you know, timely. Because this week, Roger Moore passed away.
Oh.
Who was James Bond.
Yeah, James that's Bond. A shame. Yeah. I did see that.
And this that I have here is a short story that someone had shared about Roger Moore.
Okay.
A guy called Mark Haynes, who's a radio...
That looks like a lot of text on the page, just
yeah,
so
yeah,
you know.
It's a little long, so do bear with me, because it's very good.
Okay. This is going to be like, do you remember in the, you know, maybe third episode or something, I had an MTV joke?
Yeah.
And went off for a really long time?
Yep.
This looks longer, just by the way.
Yeah, look, I'll cut that bit.
Just say every second word.
Yeah. As seven old about there.
About 7 years old, something. Yeah, I can get the gist of that. Okay.
So anyway, yeah, this is a story someone had shared. I saw it actually in a few different places on Reddit. It was in the movies one.
Well, you need to credit somebody, right? You don't even have credit for what you're currently reading.
Mark Haynes.
That doesn't seem real.
No, that's the guy that wrote this.
Yeah.
The original author.
We don't credit the original authors. Only the Redditors that rip off their work and put it on Reddit.
This is from PM Me Your Tits Girl.
Okay.
Yep. Friend of the show.
I know that guy. Yep. Yeah, that's cool. Okay.
This is up against Dustin. You ready?
Okay.
As a 7-year-old in about 1983, in the days before first-class lounges at airports, I was with my granddad at Nice Airport and I saw Roger Moore sitting at the departure gate reading a paper.
Okay.
I told my granddad I'd just seen James Bond and I asked if we could go get his autograph. My granddad didn't know who James Bond was or Roger Moore, so we walked over and he popped in front of Roger Moore with the words, "My grandson says you're famous, can you sign this?" As charming as you'd expect, Roger asked my name and duly signed the back of the plane ticket, a fulsome note of his best wishes. I'm ecstatic. Went back to our seats and glanced down at the signature. It's hard to decipher, but it definitely didn't say James Bond. My grandfather looked, half figured out it said Roger Moore. had absolutely no idea who that was, and my heart sinks. I tell my granddad he signed it wrong, that he put someone else's name. So my granddad heads back to Roger Moore, holding the ticket from which he'd signed.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I remember staying by our seats when my granddad saying, he says you've signed the wrong name. He says your name is James Bond. Roger Moore's face crinkles up with a realization, and he beckons me over. When I was by his knee, he leant over, looked side to side, raised an eyebrow, and in a hushed voice, he said to me, I have to sign my name as Roger Moore because otherwise Blofeld might find out I was here. He asked me not to tell anyone that he'd just seen James Bond, and he thanked me to keeping his secret. I went back to our seats, my nerves absolutely jiggling with delight. My granddad asked me if he'd signed James Bond. I said, no, I'd got it wrong. I was working with James Bond. Many years later, I was working as a script writer on a recording that involved UNICEF, which Roger Moore was doing a piece for camera as an ambassador. He was completely lovely, and while the cameraman was setting up, I told him in passing the story of when I met him at Nice Airport. He was happy to hear it. He had a chuckle and said, well, I don't remember it, but I'm glad you met James Bond. He was so lovely. And then he did something brilliant. After the filming, he walked past me in the corridor, heading out to his car. But as he got to the level, he paused, looked both ways, raised an eyebrow, and a hushed voice said, of course I remember meeting you in Nice. But I couldn't say anything in there. Because those cameramen, any of them could be working for Blofeld. As delighted at 30 as I was at 7, what a man.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's actually good, right? A really good story. Yeah, okay.
Well, so I apologize for the length.
No, that's fine.
But what a great story.
Yeah, man. Oh, that makes me so much sadder that he's passed away now. That's like one of those instances where, you know what? You can meet your hero.
Yeah.
All right? I reckon, man, that's so good. Mm-hmm. And funnily enough, we were just before the podcast, we were talking about general public being assholes to famous people, sort of, in a roundabout way. That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
And I was like, man, if I ever get famous, I'm going to give it as good as I get.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I could imagine if this kid came up to me and was like, you signed the wrong name, I'd be like, well, I don't know, it's his granddad. Yeah, but I'd be like, I signal the kid over. Are you a fucking idiot? What are you, 7? You should know that obviously actors play roles. God, kid. Grow up, get a life. And then I'd take my signature back from
James Bond is fake.
Yeah, that's right.
And spit on him.
Anyway.
Don't watch my movies no more, kid.
All I'm saying is you need to grow up somehow.
Yeah,
okay?
That's true.
And obviously his parents weren't doing it because they indulged his fantasies. Anyway. That's
anyway,
pretty good.
That was like Roger Moore.
Okay. Nice.
Good old Roger. And it's sad that he passed away.
It is very sad.
He was a friend of the show. That's not true.
Yeah. You feel worse when somebody's passed away and said it, don't you? You know, like if I was like Justin Bieber, fan of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be like, you know, if he died, I'd feel worse.
Yeah, that's true.
But Justin Bieber isn't a fan of the show. I don't want him to be, actually. That's the main reason why.
Oh, I've got a letter here from him. I'll skip that one.
Don't read it.
Yeah.
Justin, stop listening now.
James Bond isn't real, Justin. Don't listen no more.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, I don't know. Do I do another one, Cam? I'm so friggin' thrown off now.
Yeah, well, that's what I do.
Let me look at what the time is. Oh, yeah, okay, I'll move on.
Okay.
Actually, no, I will do a quick one.
Got to keep it short and snappy, Nelson. We went to a podcast seminar, and they told us to keep it short and snappy.
Oh, my God. Do you know, that was something that I wrote that I was going to talk about that I did this week, and I was just basically going to flame how bad these people were at the seminar. They were terrible at Cambo. Don't even try to defend them. They were so bad.
Can I say, I think we were expecting something else.
That's true.
Because it was quite literally about starting a podcast, like how to sign up to iTunes.
That's true. Yeah. That is true. A lot of it we didn't already, and there was probably people there that got information.
Yep.
But I think even the fact that like they didn't give like options, you know, it was just kind of like, oh, this is what we do.
Yeah,
and it wasn't like, and this offers this and this, but you can find this and this. We just found what was good for us. Yep. It was just like very linear. And anyway. It was terrible.
Anyway.
And I hope they're listening.
You'll notice that our podcast is a lot better this week because of it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I just wanted to quickly go through this one.
Okay.
So this is by Waga Maga.
Yep.
Well,
have we moved on, or is this still Reddit on Reddit?
No, this is still Reddit on Reddit. But it was something that I read, but it relates to something that we spoke about last week.
Okay.
Okay. So researchers have found people who use religion as a way to achieve non-religious goals, such as attaining status or joining a social group, and who regularly attend religious services, are more likely to hold hostile attitudes towards outsiders. So, if you remember last week, or the week before, Rowan asked us if we were to start a religion.
Oh, yes.
How we started. Okay. And you mentioned everybody gets, whoever, you know, is part of this religion.
It was a social media social religion.
Social media profile would be, you know, exposed better. So, basically, based on that research and based on our religion that we're going to start, we've just kind of created, I reckon, almost the most intense group of people that will totally hate outsiders. But if you join, then you'll be loved and respected by everybody.
Here's the question. Will we be loved?
Well, I guess we have to be part of the religion that we start.
But if we start the religion, do we technically have to be part of the religion?
I think so. Sure. Why? What do you... This is our own religion. We can do okay. All the things, all the things you hate about religion, or not, you don't disagree with other religions, you can ignore in this one because we're making it up.
No, but here's
it's like you've already put my boundaries for yourself.
Here's my ideal situation, Nelson, in our religion.
Yeah,
is that we have all these followers.
Yep,
and they're like, "What do you think of the holy text?" I'm like, "I don't read that shit."
Okay. But that can be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. We can say in the holy text, hey, you don't have to read this
shit.
Yeah. But if you want to, that's cool.
Reading is totally optional. We don't even know if there's a God in this religion.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
in this religion, when you die, you're just dead.
Well, exactly. And we did very specifically talk about how that we had no backstory or anything. It was that, hey, if you're a part of this religion, you get, you know, social media fame. Anyway, it's going to happen.
That's true. Research is on our side.
Yeah, that's right. And do you know what? Actually, reading that made me think that's why when you hear of Scientology and they're kind of, you know, pretty harsh and you've heard of them blackmailing people and stuff, I was like, oh, maybe that's true because that we know that religion is very much about a status thing.
Yep.
You know, it's not about
And people use that
religion. Because the idea of that religion is mental. But anyway, yes. It's super ridiculous. Nah, it's more ridiculous.
I'm just not comfortable bashing religion on this podcast now.
Okay. No, I'm just talking about Scientology specifically. Oh, okay. No. Other religions, fine. You had somebody got resurrected. Okay. Yeah, that's real.
This could
Scientology
be
is about aliens and like souls and
I will say this, and I never thought I'd say this, in defense of Scientology, it's no dumber than the rest of them.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think it is dumber.
No, it's not.
It talks
about... The Son of God came and forgave all our sins.
Yeah, that to me makes more sense than aliens that have like sapped their life force or something from people in Earth. To me, that is so much more crazy.
But Noah put every animal onto a boat.
Yeah, that was pretty unrealistic.
Yeah. I'm saying,
but at least the animals were of this earth,
Here's the thing.
It explains why dragons don't exist anymore.
Here's the thing. You're just more used to the religious tales because you've heard them your whole life. Scientology is so dumb.
Okay.
It is. It's so dumb.
This is my point.
So are the rest of them.
Okay, this is my point, right?
Yeah, okay.
You have a guy that exists, just a regular human being.
Yep.
And he decides one day that he is the Son of God.
Yeah.
That is what, to me, Christianity is, right? Effectively, you know? But in Scientology, who was the human that decided about all these other alien life forms? That just seems really strange.
Who was the human that thought them up from
because
their
God
head?
Already existed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So somebody saying, oh, I'm the Son of God, is just a delusional person that lots of people believed. But the fact that...
But do you know that? Because we don't know anything about Scientology. There probably is that guy.
I don't know.
Like, and it's no dumber than like Mormon. That's a dumb religion. They believe they get their own planet when they die.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's pretty dumb too. Yeah. I get what you mean. Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending
how stupid religions are. I'm not comfortable bashing religion on this podcast.
No, if anything, I'm like defending Christianity and stuff.
That is very weird.
I'm bashing Scientology because it's so much worse. Anyway, one day we'll. Do you know my knowledge of Scientology? To be honest,
South Park.
I watched that episode, and
just this very weekend, I watched Louis Theroux's Scientology documentary.
All right,
we'll up with it, Nelson.
Okay. Well, who invented it? What'd they do?
Well, Alan Hubbard invented it.
That's right, yeah. But I don't know. Anyway, let's move on. Okay. Shall we?
Oh, yeah, we're still on Reddit Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
It's only the first 2 hour episode.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's move on to Today I Learned.
Okay.
So now it's time for Today I Learned. What's the
future of
that?
Today I Learned. All right, double time. Today I Learned. Let's go.
This today quick, is by Quinton Dave. In 1965, a patent was filed for a birthing apparatus which would spin pregnant women around at as much as 7G until their baby was flung out by the centrifugal force.
Wow.
That is mental.
Mm.
That is so... Okay. For one, I just would like to... imagine what this device looks like. So this is going to be some sort of like space. I imagine like
a big gyroscopic arm in the middle of the room.
Yeah, that's right. Just okay. So just spins around. And look, I don't know much about pregnancy. I've never seen a woman give birth, but I have some idea. And I imagine the amount of force that they would have to spin.
What?
For this to happen, would have to be really... It'd have to be so strong. I mean, it says 7 Gs, but even just...
What year did it say this was...
1965.
See.
It was a while ago. I get it.
No, it was a while ago, but that means he was sitting in hospital, perhaps even with his pregnant wife, pushing.
Yeah.
And he goes, this isn't efficient. is not efficient, pushing.
God, who wants to push these days?
Yeah, what we should do is build a giant contraption to spin them around.
Oh, man, this is
Because it would have to change the lingo that the doctors say. It'd no longer be push, it'd be spin. Spin!
I'm hoping that the woman doesn't actually have to do anything that involves physical spinning. I think it would just be automated, hopefully. I don't know, maybe not.
It's the 60s, Nelson. Can't be sure.
Anything could happen. But I did understand a portion of this, right? Because I clicked it on. It was actually an article. So to give it a minute about a bit of credibility, it was for women that would struggle to give natural birth.
Right.
Which these days, of course, it would just be a C-section.
Yep.
Birth, right? That's where it happens. So either A, I don't know, in 1965. I'm assuming C-section still existed then, possibly. It was a while ago, but I reckon it would have been. It seemed to have been around for a while.
Yeah, I mean, like, surgery's been around.
Not as
since the 20th century.
Probably not as, good technology-wise maybe as today, but still existed. So I imagine that it's, like, a very particular person that is, like, because the idea of a natural birth is that the baby gets a whole lot of like bacteria and stuff, right? And it builds up immunities almost instantly when it's like giving birth. Babies that have had C-sections, there's like more likely to have complications and crap like that. So you have to have a presumably a man and a woman that are very particular about the type of baby they want. I can't give birth naturally. Oh, that's a shame. Uh-huh. Oh, do you want to do C-section? Oh, well, I still want the good bacteria and trying to give birth naturally. Right. Do you want to swing around really, really fast until the baby just flings out of you? And how is it? And they're just like about seven doctors like surrounding the birth with a baseball glove each, just waiting for the catch.
It, you know what it seems like? It's like a weird reverse of that carnival game where you stick to the walls and they all spin. But it's they stay there and she spins in the middle And they've each got like big catching mitts.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe that is. Maybe you could do it at carnivals where it's like, hey, catch a baby, catch a baby. If you catch three babies in a row, then you get a grand prize.
Do you, okay, so can you imagine if you were the doctor and this is the new technology?
Yeah.
And that same thing happened. Yeah. They want to have a baby. They're pregnant.
Yeah.
She can't give natural birth.
Okay.
And she goes, I don't want a C-section. He goes, there is a new one.
There is one other
How
way.
How are you with motion sickness? She goes, oh, yeah, because I imagine pregnancy, you know, you got a lot of hormones going. You probably get some weird kind of, that does
that
happen.
That too.
Literally motion sickness, though. Yeah. Like, you good on Ferris wheels or are you good on merry-go-rounds?
Yeah. Okay. That'd be good.
What I'm thinking is, I'm going to grab you under the arms. Have you seen the movie Titanic? Good. It's a good movie. I'm going to grab you. Remember that bit where they're dancing and everyone's clapping? It'd be very similar to that. I'm going to grab you under the arms from behind. I'm going to keep spinning you.
I love that idea, actually. There's not a machine.
It's a doctor.
It'd be funny, like, you go into this room, and it's just padded walls, but just otherwise an empty space. And you just have a doctor pick up a woman, start spinning her around.
Or, like, you've got the husband there, and you're like, right, keep pace. This is his son. Or you designate a catching area. And you're like, you just need to clench till you get around to the catching area. And then you just let that sucker go.
After a certain point, I'll say, okay, when you're ready.
Yeah.
And then that's when you clench. We've picked up enough G's that even the smallest push will send that baby flying. Okay. That could be good.
We've solved it.
That's how it happened. Yeah.
So actually, with this one, I get the science behind it.
Yeah.
I don't get the logic.
I know. So dumb, man. I can imagine that there's so many patents people have put on just stupid inventions think. For sure. Alrighty. Well, let's move on to another one, shall we? This is by Captain Janeway. Pablo Picasso's 1932 painting La Lecture depicts Picasso's mistress asleep with a book upon her lap. The painting led to the breakup of Picasso's marriage after his wife saw it at an exhibition and realized that the facial features, though highly stylized, were not her own. Man. You'd be like kicking yourself if you were Picasso, wouldn't you? You'd be like,
that's flaunting it, isn't it?
This is why I chose to do this style. Have you seen how ridiculous my paintings look? I just wanted to get away with painting other women without my wife knowing.
No, you know, I think it's the opposite. You know how some people don't want to break up with someone because they don't want to be the bad guy?
Yeah.
So he was leaving hints.
Okay.
And for years he'd been painting.
Yeah.
And he kept getting too obscure. So he's trying to go slightly less obscure every time. So she finally goes, wait a minute, that's not me. He goes, thank God. I've
been here many years. Yeah, that's right.
I guess there's nothing left for you to break up with me, leaving me the good guy.
Or maybe I like the idea that, you know, Pablo's, you know, and his wife are at the exhibition or something looking at this artwork. And then Pablo's mistress walks in and she's got like a nose where her forehead is and an eye down at her chin level. And she's like, oh my God, it's her.
Or just even he's taking his wife through the gallery. He's like, oh yeah, look at that one. Let's skip this one. Well, what's this one? Nah, I don't have to worry about that one. Look at this one over here. Well, look at those weird circles, eh?
Yeah. See what I did with this one? It's crazy. I think, don't you think Picasso's work is a little bit crazy, right?
Yeah.
Because I guess I understand the idea of it. And admittedly, I haven't looked at enough Picasso paintings to say whether I think it's good or bad.
Yeah.
Right? To me, I've just seen a couple and I'm like, yeah, that's weird. Maybe that's genius. That's brilliant. That's exactly, you know what? And I imagine that's part of it anyway, you know? Just the fact that he was so original, it was so crazy, and then he had the balls to do that. That's like, wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. But and part of me thinks, well, maybe he was just really shit.
Well,
you know,
essentially what it kind of is, you know, paintings used to be very realistic.
Yeah.
But that's because they didn't have photographs.
Yeah.
So when, with the invent of the photograph, things started to get more expressionist.
Mm.
And that's essentially what he was, cubism and expressionism.
Yeah.
Which was, well, we now can just capture how someone looks.
Yeah.
So let's just see how I feel about them.
Yeah. Yeah.
How I feel about that.
Yeah.
And that's why people love, because it was zany and it was kooky and
yeah.
people hadn't really done it before.
Yeah.
But that, you're right, because they're a bit shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, but when you understand like the context in which he was coming up, which was, well, that's what they've been doing for years, but that can now be replicated with a photo.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do something completely different.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All I'm saying is, let's just think of the thing that people haven't thought of yet and do that. Doesn't matter how good or bad we are at it. That's the point. He just got away with it.
Look at Sidney Nolan with his Ned Kelly paintings.
Exactly.
They're rubbish.
They are rubbish. But it's about Ned Kelly, so I guess that's cool. I don't know. Do you know, it's funny, when you were talking about photographs and stuff like that.
Yep.
I have an uncle. Oh, he's a godfather, actually. So not blood related, but I used to call him uncle. And he's an artist, and he owns his own gallery.
Okay.
And so he has some people who come and, you know, put exhibitions on at his place. He's always got like different artwork in his gallery every time I go over. And he actually sort of has two sections to the gallery. Anyway, in this other section, I was talking to him about it, and there was just some cool like landscape photos and stuff.
Yep.
Excuse me. And what he said was he thinks that landscape photos and things like that are the worst form of art.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks it's utterly terrible and that people shouldn't be commended on this stuff.
Yep.
And I'd never thought about that before. And I've always just thought that, you know, when somebody can do a really realistic looking, one of those ones where you're like, man, I can't even tell whether this is a painting or a photo,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's really good. But when I was speaking to him about it, I was like, you know what? This sort of makes sense. He was saying there's no originality about it. He's like, everything in that painting or, you know, whatever it is just a technique that they've taught themselves, right? Like, oh, you want leaves on a tree to look like this? This is what you do.
Yep.
You know, and it's just something that you learn over time. And he's like, that is why it's so terrible, because there's no originality in it at all. And now, whenever I look at a landscape painting or anything, I'm like, it's rubbish. But I don't know. But yeah, I just think it was an interesting point of view that I'd never heard of before. That, like, all that crap is just not original.
Yeah.
Do whatever.
Like, people accuse it of being like the Bob Ross kind of style of painting where...
Yeah, that's right.
It's not really an expression. It's just a way to try and capture something that you could capture otherwise.
Yeah, exactly.
Which painting should be the opposite of.
Yeah, that's right.
Painting should be about feeling and emotion. Which I mean, this is going to sound really pretentious, but I like those paintings that are literally just kind of like strokes and splats and stuff. Because it is. Like, it's like a kind of feeling.
Yeah.
And I like that, because you look at it and it makes you feel a way.
Yeah, that's right.
Rather than be like, oh, that's a nice tree.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I agree with you. I agree with it.
Also, I like nudie calendars.
So, that's right. Yeah. They're pretty. Those are pretty good.
Oh, big time.
But, so, I guess after this conversation, maybe I would appreciate Picasso's work a little bit more because it is so original. But I've seen like one or two things of his.
Look, it's not that great.
Yeah, okay.
At the time, it was fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Oh, so we can move on to share thoughts. Oh, can I? I know we've gone pretty far already, but I'm gonna do one really quick. Okay. It's gonna be really quick. Yep. I'm just gonna yell at somebody and then that's it.
Okay.
This is by another Dr. Zoidberg.
Okay.
Oklahoma declared watermelon a vegetable and made it their official state vegetable. Mm. Oklahoma. You can't just make something a vegetable.
Yeah, okay. You listeners can't see, but Nelson grasped both sides of the table in anger just then to steady himself with his anger.
They're idiots. Oklahomians. Is that what they're called?
Yep.
They're idiots. You can't just... That's not how something works, okay? I don't know. It's not... Things are defined by certain... And look, I can't tell you what, you know, why something's a vegetable or, a, you know, I have to think it's something to do with the seeds or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know technically what makes a fruit and fruit and vegetable a vegetable. Uh-huh. But I know for a fact that a watermelon is a fruit.
Yep.
Okay? You can't argue with that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's all.
Okay, well.
That's all I wanted to do.
That was Nelson's rant of the week. Tune in next week. Who knows what it'll be about?
Probably about fruit again.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts, 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 shower thoughts, 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 shower thoughts, 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 shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts.
This shower thought is by Beefy Time. People who are lifelong registered organ donors should get priority on organ transplant lists. There'd be a lot more donors if that were the case.
That's very true.
This isn't even a funny one. I was just like, oh my God, that's a brilliant idea. Yeah. Why didn't they do that? Because it really would. There'd be a ton more people.
Yeah. You, and because you and I, we've talked about this before on this very show.
Yep.
That we're very pro everyone should be an organ donor.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And you opt out of that.
Yeah. And admittedly, and do you know what is such a good reason for that? Sorry to interrupt you. You were going to continue. But just the fact that right now, I'm not an organ donor.
Yeah, no.
But I believe strongly in it. And so the fact that if I was naturally an organ donor, yeah, that would be freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I really should go out of my way to do that.
Yeah.
But it's just that...
Maybe we'll do it live on the show. We'll register our organs.
Okay. It'd be funny if it was just like three-page thing that we had to fill out.
The show just turns to...
Date of birth.
Oh, there's a... Do you know your mom's maiden
name? Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, we need a photo ID. I don't think that would be a good episode.
I don't think that would be a good episode. It would be pretty funny, though, because then afterwards people would be like, okay, I know their name, middle name,
that's true,
date of birth, where they live, like what their mother's maiden name is.
I like to think people were listening to it being like, maybe this is just the audio from like a live video stream, but it's not.
You know, I know. All right. Anyway, I thought it was a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
What were you going to say before?
I don't know.
Just the fact that we do agree with... We think that organ donations should be an opt-out rather than opt-out.
Opt-out.
Opt-out rather than opt-in. Yep. Yes. Okay. Good point. All right. I have another one here. This is by AudioMan15. If Apple manufactured clothing, they'd probably have all the belt loops on their jeans a different size than normal, so you'd have to buy an Apple belt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bloody Apple, mate.
I know.
That's what they...
And I'm a lifelong Apple fan.
Yeah, same.
And even I hate it so much.
I know, yeah. Exactly. It's so... And I understand why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
To make a ton more money, but it's really annoying.
Yep.
And I would also admit, if I was in that position, I'd be doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah.
In fact, I'd probably be doing it more. Every iteration of the iPhone would have a new, different thing that you had to get.
And I mean, you can accuse them of being money grubbing or whatever it is, but think about this. Remember that a couple months ago, they were considering buying Disney.
that's
how much money they have.
Yeah.
Buying Disney.
They don't care what you think.
They own every Disney movie, obviously, but they own Star Wars, they own Marvel, they own the Muppets.
Yeah.
They own everything, and Apple's like, I might buy that.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's smart, really, what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe now... We just need to come up with a product, Kembo, that people want, but then we just keep annoying them with add-ons.
Mm.
What's your idea? Go.
Well, I will say this about Apple pants.
Okay.
Is they'll try and sell you Apple belts, but the good thing is that if you waited a few weeks, Kmart will sell Apple belt ripoffs for far less money.
They'll be called orange belts.
Yep. Because I don't think I have any official Apple products to go, like Apple accessories to go with my Apple products.
Yeah.
The charger I use at home and in my car are like the cheap.
Yeah.
the, you know, the less you expensive.
You got it at a survey station or something. Yeah, that's exactly. Like, yeah. Well, see, my problem is I had a bad experience with that once.
Okay.
And I think I got maybe a couple, maybe like three in a packet, yeah, of like these chargers. And then they just stopped working very shortly afterwards.
Mm.
So now I've been like a sucker and just gone to get, like, if I need new headphones,
yep,
I will buy the Apple headphones, which was really annoying at one period of time because I was doing a bit of flying for work.
Uh-huh.
And I reckon twice in a row, I forgot my headphones. But then I have this thing where I was like, oh, well, I got to buy Apple ones because yeah, right. They won't break. Even though it's stupid because I only need them for one flight. Yeah, yeah. So I ended up buying... So I've got like, I don't know, probably about 4 or 5 pairs, I reckon, of Apple headphones around.
Yeah, that means you had to spend a lot of money on headphones over the years. All the Apple headphones, the headphones for this show. You've had to spend so much money on headphones.
Mm. And now the new Apple iPhone doesn't even have a headphone jack.
That's the end.
Yeah, such a pain, buddy Apple.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have the new iPhone, but, you know. Actually, do you know what? This is what I'm thinking of doing. Because I've been, you know, a little fed up, I guess, with Apple because of that reason, you know, the peripherals reason.
Yep.
But also Microsoft. They're really annoying. Their you know, computer program is updating all the time. I had so many issues. One time I had to wipe my entire computer, which was really frustrating. And... So this is what I'm going off now. Okay. I believe if you're talking about big brands like that, Apple, Microsoft, the other one is Google.
Yep.
So I am now deciding that, like, if I get a new phone, my iPhone's still working fine. But if I get a new phone in the future, it's going to be a Google phone. I've heard that there's going to be a new Google operating system. And I bet you that shit will be amazing. It'll be the best system. And, like, everything, you know, like, use your Gmail and all the things that Google is tied into. I don't even care if they know all my personal information.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm just a Google fanboy. That's,
yeah,
I'm putting all my eggs in that basket. That's what I say.
My problem is, at the moment, I'm too far down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Where if I got a phone that wasn't, what was his thought? Oh, Apple Pay. Okay. If I was, if I got a phone that wasn't an Apple phone now, that would no longer sync with my computer, my laptop, my tablet, my watch, or my Apple TV.
I know. Well, that's sort of what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
You need to
break the cycle.
I know. Exactly. That's it.
But that means I have to get like a Google Chrome and I have to get a Google Watch.
Yeah.
And I have to get a...
I have an idea.
Yeah.
That might help. Just steal it all. Just steal as much as you can.
I didn't consider theft.
Because really, it's just about, you know, the money that you have to spend for it. But
if I'm going to steal it, shouldn't I just steal Apple?
Well, no, my point is, but Apple are doing it in an annoying way. So it's just sort of...
stealing out of principle, like Robin Hood.
Exactly. Yeah. Even though you're doing it to the good guys, Google, you're actually stealing from the wrong... I don't know anymore, okay? I'm confused. All right, Kembe. Well, perhaps we'll make up a bit of time and not do any more shower thoughts.
Okay, that sure.
Yeah. All right, let's go to...
Oh, it's a finely structured show.
Let's go to Ask Reddit. Ask Reddit?
Just quickly, before we get into Ask Reddit.
Yep.
We've been pondering the idea of maybe, you know, eventually having guests on the show.
Yeah.
Do you think it is to their detriment if they were to listen to any episode of the show?
I have thought about this before.
Now, in one of the upcoming shows, not this one, let's do a really good one.
Okay.
And that'll be the one that we send to everyone.
Okay. Well, one that's like, you know, maybe 45 minutes. Because
what we do, we'll trick them. Like, it takes like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And when they get here, it's too late. They come back out. An hour and a half later, they're still here.
Yeah, that's right. I did think about that. I was like, maybe, you know, we'd have to actually book in times with them.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we promise we'll only keep you 45 minutes. And then just like 45 minutes through the episode, we're like, all right, well, see you later. I guess we'll finish this one off. thanks for your time. But yeah, I don't know.
We shouldn't have talked so long at the start about nothing.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, all right. Ask Reddit, Gambit.
Yep.
It's conversations like this that make us keep going longer. I blame you, Cambo.
I'm aware I'm the problem.
I'm pretty sure I keep us on track, okay? I don't ever dilly-dally.
No.
But you.
No. You never scream out Oklahoma for a few minutes.
I didn't scream out Oklahoma. I said... Anyway, let's just not get into it. Okay.
Have we played the theme at this point? I forget.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, okay, good. Okay.
Play it again. I don't care.
This is my cigs on cigs on cigs.
Okay, cool.
I think you like cigarettes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure if this one is going to work, Cambo. But what is your best one-time my dad story?
Oh, okay.
If you don't have one, I do have one.
Yeah, no, you start. Okay. No, I'll ponder.
All right.
But I'll also be listening.
So, okay. Yeah. Why do you hold up your fingers like quotation marks? I'll be listening. All right, so the sort of just one time I can remember is when my dad was, I guess, trying to save money on an electrician.
Yep.
Right, and so we had like, okay. This is the stupid reason why my dad had to do this.
Uh-huh.
In our bathroom as kids, we got an extension on our house. And then in the bathroom that was made, that was new, there was two buttons, one for the fan and one for the light switch.
Yep.
And they'd kind of screwed up the fan when they put it in. So it made a really loud noise.
Mm-hmm.
But, and so us kids would just never turn on the fan and in the toilet. And then my mum would get angry because if it, like, you know,
yeah,
if we dropped a bomb in there, she'd be like, oh, come on. Why are you not turning off the fan? And I was quite young at this stage as well. So I even remember one stage when my brother's in the toilet and I'm like crouched down listening to the door just to see if I can hear the fan going.
Uh-huh.
Cause then if it's not, I was like, mom, Steven's not using the fan. You know, just because I was, I don't know, a little brat. I don't know. And so after a little while of my parents getting fed up about this, probably mainly because of me, let's be honest. My dad was like, all right, I'm going to just turn the two switches into one. So you have one switch that turns on the fan and the light at the same time. So he obviously wanted to save money and not get an electrician because he thought it was kind of a stupid problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day he undoes the light switch and like has a look at the wires. Then he goes to his bedroom with his and it's got the light switch that has both, you know. So he's trying to like compare the two and work out how to wire it the right way, you know. And he's pretty good with his hands and stuff as well, like done more woodworking and stuff, but you know, he wasn't turned off the electricity and stuff like that. And so then he thinks he's finished and he puts it back on the wall. And then we have this like ridiculous scenario where if you turn on the hallway light, the fan in the toilet will go off. And then if you turn the light on in the toilet, then the light in the rumpus room also. And then I think just in the like, you know, hand washroom just next to it, if you turn that light on, then the light in the bathroom would go off.
Yep.
So there was just like probably then another 2 weeks about family, just again me probably being the main culprit, where somebody else is in the toilet and I'd flick a light so that something would happen in that bathroom. Dad got an electrician out.
We had a similar thing where I used to work. There was a lot of light switches that were wired to two points, but the two points didn't seem to relate. So it was back when I worked in cinema.
Right.
Behind where the candy bar was, there was a couple of like lights that would hang.
Mm.
And for some reason, they were also connected with the lights in the female toilets.
Oh, right.
I don't know why.
Okay.
So if a light went out above the candy bar and you had to change it, you had to send someone down to the female toilet on the other side of the foyer while you were up on a ladder with a light bulb ready to go. And then they'd call out, "There's no one in there!" And you go quickly turn it off and change it and turn it back on before anyone came in.
Yeah.
Very inconvenient.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. One time my dad, it's not strictly one of these, but just this weekend. So my dad was a real hoon when he was young.
Yeah.
And he was telling me all these kinds of stories about how essentially he just break the law, but how you could get away with it.
Okay, yeah.
Because he was telling me this.
Son, if you're going to break the law, this is how you do it.
Well, no, he's saying that he didn't think it's fair anymore.
Okay.
Because he said, originally, if you they were going to book you for speeding, what they had to do is they had to follow you for a mile.
Yeah.
And there was a passenger in the police car, and they had a speedo on the passenger side, and he would watch their speedo as they were following you, and that's how they knew you were speeding.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's, you know, saying, you know, he was going 150k's down the road, but then if he saw a cop, he knew he had a mile to slow down.
Yeah.
But he was saying, this is one story, when he goes, I turned onto this highway, and I was going sideways. He goes, and I was going sideways, and I went past a service station, and I met eyes with the police still parked in a service station as I was going sideways. He goes, so I turned the car around and I drove up some back streets thinking I could probably lose them. And he goes, at this point, I was speeding because I wanted to lose them.
Yeah.
And I turned one more time and it was just a dead end. So he goes, so at that point, I literally just turned the car around, sat on my bonnet and waited for them to arrive because he knew that he was busted.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, that dad story is more interesting than my dad story. So I need to now up you because I think that's how it works.
Well, yeah, well, my dad, he beat up a cop one time. Got his hands real bloody and stuff. And then cops didn't dare, you know, fine him for anything after that.
Yeah, okay. Your dad's cooler. My dad's stuff is like electronics.
My dad skids past policemen in the service station.
Yeah. Alrighty. I have another one here. This is by Reddit. And we've actually had a similar one before, okay. But it's a slightly different concept.
Mm-hmm.
You have a superpower
mm-hmm.
to see one statistic about a person floating over their head.
Yep.
Which statistic would you choose? So I've had a similar one before. I can't remember what the wording of the other one is, but this one's different.
Yeah, yeah. It was there was two with the numbers above people's heads.
Above, yeah. And nobody knew what it was. Yeah. Anyway.
So I would, you know what I would be interested in
mm-hmm.
is if everyone above their head had their salary.
Okay, yeah, that'd be good.
I think that would be quite interesting because I think there's people that you would assume were on quite good salaries that perhaps weren't on the salary expected. And then, you know. Yeah. Reverse of that, people being like, really?
Yeah, that's right.
But I, you know how they say it's not good to talk about your salary, like it's impolite.
Which I think, by the way, is made up by rich people, and I think I more agree. People should be talking about their
I
salary.
I
agree. Yes.
I think if everyone talked about their salary, and you wouldn't, because not talking about your salary means that, you know, the person, like I just replaced someone in their job, but I could be getting paid far less than
yeah,
them.
That's right.
I don't know what they were earning.
Yeah. And knowing the company that I used to work for, I'd say you are. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And it would stop people kind of underpaying people. I think pay would get a little bit fairer.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, there's the wage gap.
Yeah.
Right. But if everyone had their salary above their head.
Yeah.
And you'd be able to see if women were getting paid as fairly as men.
That's true.
Yeah.
But
yep.
This is just a superpower that you have. So nobody else can see it. Because I agree, that would work really well. But this is just for your own thing. Okay,
then how many times they've had sex?
Oh my God.
I don't know then, if it's just for me.
It's a tricky one because I want something that I could use broadly.
Mm-hmm.
One that I think would be really cool is number of lies they've told. Because A, then you know if somebody's lying to
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And B, I actually think it'd be really, everybody lies, right?
Yep.
At one point or another, people have lied, and that's fine, whatever, mm-hmm. we all do it. But I think it would be really interesting to see the difference in number of people's lives, and you would be like, you know, you might end up finding, oh wow, people with significantly less lies I'm better friends with or something like that, or can trust more.
But can you imagine, right? Say you're dating a girl and she's got like a 62 above her head.
Yeah. And that seems pretty low, but okay.
Well, like I just pulled out of the air. 162. Yeah.
I don't know. I imagine if it's from birth or something. Okay. That's what I'm imagining.
She's got 1,024.
Wow, that's still pretty. No, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, she's got 62 above her head.
Okay, yeah. 62, yeah.
If you're talking to her, And you're just like, oh, where were you last night? She goes, just at a friend's. And goes,
yeah.
Like, I don't want her to know that I know this.
Yeah.
But I'm very curious now about what's been happening.
Maybe.
Or she goes, I love you.
Yeah, that's right. That'd be the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be worse if, like, you know, she knew that you had this superpower.
Yeah.
So you say, oh, where were you last night? And she's like, oh, I need this to be like cryptic. Yeah. So she says, you know, oh, just at a friend's, right? But it could be, you know, what sort of friend?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I reckon it could get tricky. Like, oh, what were you doing with this friend? Oh, we were just, it's laying around.
Yeah.
Maybe they were, Camber.
Yeah. The finger guns were so necessary.
Maybe we should.
Here's what I'd have. If it's just me,
yeah.
And now I'm superpower, so obviously I'm a superhero.
Yeah.
And a statistic, I guess, could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
I would have the percentage likely they are to commit a crime.
Okay.
So if you see someone walk around with a 90%, you'd be like, I'm going to follow them for a bit, I think.
Okay.
But if you see someone walk around with a 5%, you go, you know what? They'll probably be fine.
Okay. And is it like percentage at that time that they're willing to...
In general, their mindset to commit a crime.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
So if you got a red hot 100, you're following that guy.
But then what if he's just like a serial jaywalker?
Well, you stop him, don't you?
I'd be like,
hey, there's no small task for superhero.
That's true.
Yeah. If he's not paying his parking meter on time... You let him know.
Isn't that like Go-Go Gadget?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
He just does really mundane tasks.
Yeah, or Superman in the 60s.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, I think I would like the idea of like it's at that point in time, chances of them doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had somebody at 100%, well, they're probably like doing it.
Yeah. Okay? Or going to do it.
You're like,
they're walking to the bank.
In the moment of. Mm-hmm. But I think that'd be cool.
Yep.
Yep.
I've bloody done it.
Good superpower, Camber.
Well,
that was actually the correct answer.
Oh, good. Yep,
to that question. Yeah.
Wait, is that how this works?
Yeah, I know. That's the first time we got one right. We've been wrong.
It's 34 weeks.
Exactly.
We've done it. Podcast is over.
We thought these were opinion-based, but no. They have answers.
Why do we keep giving our opinion all the time?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Camber, we need to move into the segment that we just recently picked up.
Yep.
This is question 4 of 36 of getting you listeners to love us.
Yep.
Based on somebody's study. If we go through these questions, you'll end up loving us.
Mm-hmm.
Question 4 is, what would constitute a perfect day for you?
Ooh, perfect day. You go first.
I don't know. This is a tricky one. See, it's funny because... I don't know. I sort of wonder whether perfect day for me is just like sitting around, not doing anything,
mm-hmm.
not having like, you know, a responsibility to do anything.
How are your perfect days lately?
But then, well, that's kind of the thing, right? I'm like, well, I guess I'm sort of doing that.
Yeah.
But then part of me, I think a strong part of me is like, well, no, that's not a perfect day because you're not actually doing it. You're not living life. You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a tricky question, I think, because if you're going for that traditional, what would you just want to do to relax? That sort of a perfect day. Yeah. I go through that like daily now.
Yeah.
That's what that is. But if it's about experiencing life, I don't know. Maybe I'd be like, go see a concert at one part during the day. I'd probably do exercise in the other part, which is a bit weird because it sort of seems like, I don't know, work. But I think that's a good thing.
No, see, I think your perfect day, you have to feel like you've achieved something.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
I do think working out would be in there. And yeah. I think getting some kind of a goal achieved would be in there.
Okay, yeah. That's true. Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah.
Mine would probably end with going to the movies. Because I like doing
that. Okay, yep, that's good.
To me, that's like a nice, perfect end to a day. It does ruin it, like when I used to work in a cinema.
Yeah, that's right.
Because then you'd go from that to, but my perfect day.
What if you saw Bicentennial Man?
Oh, that's true, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this is my perfect day. Just watch that on repeat.
Yeah, that's true. That'd be pretty good.
I'd watch it. Here's what I do. My perfect day. Watch Bicentennial Man first thing in the morning on VHS.
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I'd upgrade my TV.
Okay.
Plug in a DVD player.
Yeah.
And I'd watch Bicentennial
Man. Okay. Right. Yeah. Good.
Twist. Get another TV. Plug in a Blu-ray player.
Blu-ray. Yeah, I knew you were going then. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And then you progress to cinema. What? Is that how it works?
Well, going to throw a curveball at you. You won't see this one coming.
Okay.
So watch Bicentennial Man and Blu-ray. Yep.
Yep.
Twist.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the cinema.
Yeah. I think, I just said that. That's fine. Yeah.
Load a DCP. That's a cinema term now.
It is a cinema term. Don't confuse the listeners.
Load in a magic hard drive.
Okay. What are you going to watch? Okay. Okay, cool. That's good.
You got to change up your Robin Williams
every now and then. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe Aladdin. I don't know. I don't know what I'd watch.
Okay.
Yeah. Robin Williams would be in it. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go dark, watch 1 hour photo.
I haven't seen that. What's that about?
It's hard to explain.
Quickly, this episode's going for really long.
He develops photos, get obsessed with the family, and tries to kill them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What? Adam Williams?
Adam Williams.
Whoa, that is weird.
His name is Robin Williams.
Oh, I didn't even realize that I stuffed that up. I was thinking of my friend Adam, who really loves Robin Williams. Just got the names. Robin Williams. Wow, that's pretty crazy. Was that kind of like his version of when Jim Carrey did Truman Show?
Look, Robin Williams. I mean, Robin Williams did drama occasionally. He did Good Will Hunting. He did Insomnia.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Of course, yeah.
Mm. He did Patch Adams.
Yeah. I think you got
it. Must be a drama because that movie was not funny.
I don't even remember that movie. It's been so long.
Yeah, look, it's not good.
Anyway, perfect day would be when we achieve something.
Yep.
That we haven't decided, really. But yours would end in a movie.
Yeah.
Of Mrs. Doubtfire. Okay. Yeah, I think that it is a good point, though. I think to sum up, totally agree with you.
Yep.
A perfect day, you would have to have achieved something.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know what that was, but that's what. Maybe it'd be like getting married.
If you're a musician, maybe you wrote a song, you know.
Yeah.
Or like for me, maybe I wrote a script, or you know.
Oh yeah, that's true. I play a lot of games. Mine would just be
wrote a script, see a movie. That would be a perfect day.
Okay. Yep. Mine would be, I guess, then very similar. Worked out, played a game and beat it. I guess.
Is that in one? Played a game and beat it, or played a game, comma. Beat it.
No.
That might be my
plan. No. I don't know. It would be play the game and beat it.
Yeah.
Beat it.
Okay.
Then watch a movie.
Yeah.
And then beat it. There we go. Because how else do you get a good night's rest? That's all I'm saying. All right. Anyway, let's get into Ask Me Anything.
Oh, yes.
Where we have another question from Rowan. Thanks for writing in, Rowan.
Cousin Rowan. Whose cousin is it? We'll never know.
This is the seventh one in a row. It's really awesome. And Vin. Again, we have Vin writing in. Something tells me his is going to be about beating it or something like that.
Full disclosure, I actually haven't read any of these yet, but I will read it live. Which one are you doing, Nelson?
Well, I don't know. You choose.
Okay. Look, I'll go Vin because I think I read his other part.
Okay, right. All right. Okay.
I've never read this before, so apologies. Hi, guys. That was a nice email.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more. Hang on.
The end.
No worries about missing my question a couple of weeks back. As I know, I get flooded. As you get flooded with AMA questions, that is true.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And we made the rule that we could only do two, which is very stupid of us.
Okay. If you had to choose between eating 100 grams of brains, Nelson,
mm-hmm.
100 grams of mushrooms, Camber.
Well, those were the foods that we hated the most.
Correct. Every day for 30 days. Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah.
Or suck off and finish. Nick Kyrgios. Nelson.
That's what I said.
Or Kanye West. Camber.
Which were the celebrities we hated the most.
For every day for 7, which would you choose? Pretty easy. I'd probably just eat mushrooms. It's 100 grams.
Yeah, I'd probably do the brain scan.
Yeah.
Do you know, that's
funny, not even me being homophobic. That is just logically, I could do that in about 20 minutes. That's 7 days of continuous sucking off.
Yeah, I know.
Your mouth have a week.
Your mouth would get sore. Yeah. Surely. No, but you have to do the eating for 30 days, though. You did read that part, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but I feel like eating 100 grams of mushrooms for 30 days...
Well, it's 3,000 grams. Think about that.
Would
it's
take...
Three kilos.
Would take less of my day...
3 kilos?
...than sucking off Kanye West to completion.
Yeah. I mean, that's true.
Mm.
And I mean, maybe
I'd suck off Kanye West to get the taste out of my mouth after the mushrooms.
Okay.
I don't know.
So just do both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. I mean, my answer is just the brains thing. Yeah. Because I even said last week when I was choosing the food that I hate the most, I was like, I don't really know. Maybe brains because I've never had it before and it seems gross, mm-hmm. but it might taste delicious.
That's true. So. And to be fair, I've never had all the different kinds of mushrooms that there are and all the different variations there are. Maybe there's one that I like.
You could get magic mushrooms.
That's
just
true.
Get high just for 30
balls.
Days.
Yeah. And then he ends by saying, love the show. It's my favorite show. I listen to it every single week.
Yeah.
Wouldn't miss an episode. But then he really says,
yeah.
He'll tone it down for the next question.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
But the other stuff he said was
true.
We
do have children listening.
Your children, probably.
Yeah. Actually.
You have children, Vin. Yeah. Stop asking these questions.
All right. All right. Thanks, Vin. Okay. So I have one from Rowan here.
Mm-hmm.
He says, gentlemen,
mm-hmm.
what advice would you give to your 16-year-old self?
Ooh.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that there.
Yep.
Considering you haven't read them.
Yeah.
Hey, you're reading it on the screen.
Well, no, I can see is the advice.
Okay. Yep. Anyway, so what would you give to your 16-year-old self?
Probably just beating it advice, really. I wasn't very good at it back then.
Dude, what? Beating it
yeah,
advice?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Really?
No. Man. No, not really.
It would be really weird. If I had time traveled back to when I was 16.
You're doing it wrong.
And my sister was like, oh,
back
man.
Into your room.
Let me just say, you mess up a lot of stuff down there. You are doing it so wrong.
I would probably tell my 16-year-old self to make more things.
Okay. Yep, yep, yep.
Because I always feel like I haven't made enough things.
Yeah, okay.
Be like, just make more things.
Yeah, okay. That's good. And you obviously mean more videos and stuff.
Just in general. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Make more music, make more videos, make more podcasts.
Okay.
Just make more things.
Yep. In fact, when you were 16, podcasts probably wouldn't even really been around.
We could have started podcasts.
We could have
been the Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant of podcasting before them.
God. Okay. Yes.
Tell him to invest in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
That thing's gone crazy
That's
lately.
True. It has, yeah.
Invest in Bitcoin. Wait, what was it, 16? Wait, 11 years?
Yeah.
And then I will thank you.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I think I would tell my 16-year-old self to get a job, you bum. No, I don't know.
But then his 16-year-old self would be like, oh, wow. Amazing, my future self. What do you do for a job? You're like, oh,
yeah. Well, that's why I'm saying get a job now.
But didn't you have a job at 16?
I probably worked at Macca's, I think, when I was 16. I don't know.
You've been pretty consistently employed, literally up until this point.
For a while, yeah. My advice.
I think your 16-year-old self needs to tell you to get a job.
Actually, that'd be great.
You'd ask your 16-year-old self for advice.
This is what would happen. I would go back in time, tell my 16-year-old self to get a better job, maybe. Uh-huh. And they'd be like, what? Why? Like, oh, well, because I don't have one. And then I'd go back in time, and then they would follow me and be like, all right, we're going to stay here until you get a job. Okay. No, I think I would probably just say to myself, try to be more proactive.
Oh, yeah.
Because I am somebody as well that comes up with a lot of ideas of things that I think could work. Just the other week on the podcast, I came up with a great game where you throw a bottle based on that bottle throwing game that you said was brilliant, I think, if we
it's true.
If I vaguely remember.
We definitely still hold the rights to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so I think it would just be like, yeah, just, I don't know, act on some of that stuff more and be like less intimidated and like maybe embarrassed about doing some of these things when there's like roadblocks in the way.
Yep. In many ways, Nelson, our advice is exactly the same. Mine is to make more, yours is to do more.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I guess that's it.
What about, I'll travel and tell your 16-year-old self, you travel and tell my 16-year-old self, because then we won't freak each other out too much.
Okay, yeah, because
that... Or we'll freak each other out more. And that could
screw up the time.
Because then when we eventually meet a couple years later, we'll be like, you look just like this guy. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
This is weird. Yeah, okay. I don't know then. Well, mate, we'll get somebody else, but then go second time.
We'll get a mutual friend.
Yeah, mutual friend.
We'll get Eden. Both know Eden.
No, because then again, we'll have that same issue when we see him. I need to choose somebody that you've never seen before, and you need to choose. Okay.
Gotcha.
And that I will never see. I don't know. So maybe like my grandmother that's passed away.
Okay.
I'll get her to do it. I'm not going to see her anymore. Anyway, the second part of the question was, is the advice still applicable? And if so, will you take it now?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Yeah. I'd say I am too. And I think I have been a little bit more, I've been more conscious of being more proactive, which comes from being unemployed. I'm not being proactive on getting a job, okay? But I'm okay with that because that's not really my goal. Also, I did remember one piece of advice that I would give my 16-year-old self. It'd be to avoid one of my ex-girlfriends because she was crazy.
Yeah.
Gotta get rid of those. Gotta get rid of the crazies.
Now, here's the thing, Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
I love all of our listeners very equally.
Okay.
But I would say there are two kinds of questions we get set.
Yep.
Rowan's was very thoughtful.
Yep. What about Vince? What do you think of Vince?
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Hey, Vince, keep saying to me.
There was different.
Look, we'll keep answering
them. Let's just say there was different parts of our brain that we had to use to answer those two questions.
True. Rowan has yet to ask us a question about dicks.
Yeah.
But maybe, because this is AMA 7.0,
mm-hmm.
maybe he's building up to the most epic dick question.
Oh, man, we are going to have the biggest dick question. Anyway. Well, Camber, that was the end of, surprisingly, still probably not our longest episodes. You know, we did a good job to bring it back a little bit. If you would like to write into us, just like Vin or Rowan, and ask us a question, or you can even answer the question that we asked, which was, what was that, loved one? What did we just do?
What's your perfect day?
What's your perfect day? Yeah. If you want to send this in to us so we can love you back, you can do so at Reddit Podcast, readitpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You can also type that into Facebook and Twitter and find us there, or also our subreddit on Reddit. And that's all we got for you. Thanks for listening. Oh, and if you could also subscribe and like us on iTunes or whatever.
Leave us a rating.
Yeah, leave us a rating on any platform that you listen to this through. That'd be super duper. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we will read you later.
Bye.